tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very brilliant, the very beautiful, the very hardworking Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. We were kind of talking off the air. I had a chance to see your mother on Tuesday, and boy, that lady looks good.
She does.
Oh, she looked like $1 million, and I said it to her, and she, of course, she had you.
She loved that, I'm sure.
She has your witty sense of or maybe you have hers sense of humor and fun and
oh, just yeah. Just that she loves people.
Yes. Oh, you bet. And yeah, so had a nice conversation with her, and boy, she, for going through COVID and stuff and all of that, she fared really, really great.
Yeah, well, she never got it, actually.
Good,
so
good for
she's
her.
She's doing really good.
I suppose she was vaccinated and boosted.
Yep,
and good.
She was.
Yeah,
and she's,
good.
She behaved during that time. Stayed home, unfortunately, a long time, so yeah. She's enjoying getting out now more.
Oh, she was just on her game, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm sure.
and looked really good, and I was surprised. So it was good to see her.
Yes.
And to see where that apple, you didn't fall far from that tree at all.
So. I keep hearing my son is just like me, too. So.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a fun life and a good life, then. That's all I can say.
He's going to do well.
So, Christy, how are sales in your office this week?
Things are still moving pretty fast. The market's changing a little bit. I am seeing more price reductions in town and stuff on some houses. But, you know, it's just... and we can talk about that more on just what is going on in the market and stuff.
Yeah.
But things are still moving. Most of our listings have still within a week, some really fast still, some with multiples. Some of them take a week or two, but they're still moving pretty fast.
Because in normal times, it would be normal if you put a house on the market and sold it within 30 days. That
yeah,
was pretty normal.
I think we're getting back to more of a normal market,
are
which
you?
Is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gives you a little breathing room and
yeah,
some sanity.
It was a little crazy last year. You know, it was hard last year for a lot of young buyers to get into homes because you'd have all these cash buyers, these no inspection buyers, these ones who'd bid it way high with, you know, a lot down. And so a lot of these other buyers just couldn't even have a shot. And so they're finally, I'm starting to see they're getting into houses, the people that probably couldn't then or were having a hard time. So it's good.
Okay. Good. How can folks get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about either buying or selling a house?
Yes. My cell phone is 651-216-4676. You can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com or Christy Lundby. Christy spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team because
yes,
there's more
can.
Than you.
Absolutely.
Good. So how about say, any specific listings that might be out there?
We've got a two-story home on O'Connell, which is kind of like straight up 15th Street, the last street there before the field.
Mm-hmm.
Two-story with a four-bedroom, four-bath. Home, three-car garage, fenced yard for $445,000. So,
okay, that's a good price point, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's hard to get any newer houses under $5,000 anymore. And then we've got a new listing in Burnsville. It was a past client's relative. And that is a house with four bedrooms up on the upper level. It's got a huge addition onto it. So it had a front living room, family room, and then it had a huge great room added onto it. And then it's got an in-ground pool. And they put all new wood floors on the whole main level. It's really nice. And that is $498,000 that just came on today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, they can give you a call right away.
Yes.
At 651-216-4676 if they want some more information.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else before we go to our topic of the week?
Not really.
Because it's a weighted one. It's
yes.
a heavy one.
Heavy.
The topic of the week, the real estate outlook.
Yeah, I feel like people are getting nervous because they hear that they're raising the prime rate and they seem to think that that directly affects interest rates on houses. And we did have a very large jump earlier this year, like I think it was like in April, maybe it was March. I think it was April, where it went from like 3.5 up to like 5.5 in a 3-week period of time. So that was a little freaky for people. And young buyers who were looking at a certain house and their payment was going to be $1,500, now all of a sudden their payment's $1,900. It did make a difference. Mm-hmm. But I hate to say it, that's more of a normal rate. We just got really spoiled with the low, low rates for such a long time. But, you know, I talked to one of my lenders and I said, how do I explain to people that them raising the prime rate doesn't affect interest rates directly?
Right. That affects, and correct me if I'm wrong, the way I understand it, like car rates, car loans, interest credit card rates and second mortgages.
Maybe,
But it really doesn't have a huge effect on home buying, on home
rates. And sometimes the interest rates, because the market gets kind of nervous when they're going to raise the prime rate, sometimes the rates do go up a little bit. But I think they've kind of, you know, they went up yesterday and they didn't go up at all.
Mm-hmm.
The interest rates on the houses.
Prime went up, but interest rates didn't.
No, they didn't. And I have a friend who's been a lender for a long time who, I don't know if she's right on this, but she's been doing this a long time. And she said, I always watch the gas prices. For me, for some dumb reason, the interest rates on houses tend to fluctuate with the gas prices. And I was like, really? And
except they didn't go up that high.
Well,
like gas rates.
Well, the gas rates went up, and the rates went up around the same time.
But not the same amount.
Not the same amount.
Because gas went up, what'd they say, 60, 80%?
Yeah.
The prices where interest rates didn't.
But when the gas prices went up was around the same time that the interest rates went up. And then this last week, gas prices came down a little bit, and the interest rates came down a little bit, too.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Which is interesting, because they were up to 6% at one point, and now they're closer to 5.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they're kind of in that 5 mark. So, I mean, we have, every month, we have an all Edina Realty office meeting on Zoom where our president of Edina Realty does like a company-wide meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have experts they talk to, economists and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, they said that they believe that rates even next year won't be over 6.
Okay, and that's still
so
that's not
still
a bad rate at all.
Pretty darn good. So they're thinking that this was, you know, it was a good, the market was going crazy. People were buying houses and there was just crazy offers on things in the last year and a half. House prices went up a lot, but they overall, if you look at the graph over time, it's in line because it didn't go up much for quite some time. So we're still in line with where they should be. The other thing is people are like, well, it's going to crash. I'm just waiting for it to crash. And I'm just like, okay, come on.
You'll be waiting for a lot of decades.
Well, you know, I went through this recession market when in the early, I was like having children in 2007 and 2009 during the time it crashed. So, I mean, I'm very aware of what was happening and very involved in it. And there was weird loans. People did not have equity in their home. They were doing zero down loans. The FHA, a government-backed loan, even had zero down loans they were letting people get into. So there was some weird loans going on, which really did that. Nobody had equity. They were using their homes for ATMs, you know.
Yep.
So it was bad.
They didn't even have jobs. You didn't even have to have a job to
get
a loan.
You didn't. In fact, there was a no-doc loan that when I bought my first house in Hastings here, I used because I was new in real estate. It was a no-documentation, and no, you had to have 20% down, and they did not care.
Wow.
And
so
that was called a no-doc loan, no documentation. Mm-hmm. So they don't have that kind of stuff anymore. Those kind of things, and everybody has equity now. House prices have gone up enough that people have equity. So even if prices went down a teeny bit and they lost a job, you can sell it and actually still make money. So, I don't foresee. I think that now that rates have gone up, some buyers, it might cut a few out of the market. But house prices, there's still a huge demand. And so we're still on a low inventory of homes. So the ones coming on are still selling pretty fast. Okay. My big thing that I'm seeing is back when the market was crazy last year or whatever, you'd see a really nice house sell for a really high price. And then a neighbor's house that maybe wasn't as nice or didn't have half the things that did, go, well, I'm going to sell mine. And then they'd put theirs on, but they didn't have the updates. And theirs maybe didn't look as good, but they were still getting that price just because of the crazy market. Where now, if you're putting your house on and it's not looking as good, you're not going to get it. Because buyers are like, I'm paying more per month. I'm going to be a little pickier. So you're seeing a few price reductions on the ones that maybe don't have the updates and they're starting too high for what they have.
And that isn't a bad thing either, because then that's going to level that out a little better.
Yes, it's leveling it out.
Cool those prices a little.
Yeah, I think they'll be pretty stagnant over the next year. I don't think they'll raise up much, but I don't think they're going to go lower. I just think some people, the only reason there's price reductions is they're trying too high maybe for what they have.
Yeah. Because, you know, and keep in mind, folks, that as the price and value of your home goes up, the taxes also go up with it.
Well, I just had, we just had a listing, a past client of ours, girlfriend, a half block off Lake Nokomis. And we normally don't do up there, but she wanted our help. And so we did that, and holy buckets, there's certain pockets and really nice houses, which this was, are still getting bid up with multiples. So the really nice ones still are, but you got to be one of those, either a particular type of home that's very popular or in really great shape. And yeah, that bid up a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. You can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com. You can go to the Edina Realty website and look up offices and find any of the Lundby Hill team on there. Ben Pavelka is my nephew who works on our team. Bill Hill is my husband and myself. And you can even email my mom, Jerry Lundby. So you can get our emails, phone numbers off the Edina Realty website also.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
Yes.
Our realtor, again, Christy Lundby Hill, and we're talking about the real estate outlook.
Yes.
So if you had a crystal ball, what do you think's going to be like at, say, next year at this time?
I think houses are still going to be selling pretty good, but I do think that they're not going to go up a ton more. I don't think they're going to go down, but I don't think they're going to go up a ton more. And people will start realizing that the rates are going to stick around that 5-ish to 5 to 6 mark, probably. What I'm hearing from a lender that I talked to is there's a big difference in interest rates if you're under 660 score or just at 660 to 740. So if you're 740 and above, you're getting a lot better rate.
Okay.
So it's a bigger difference than it used to be.
Okay.
So the better credit ones are getting a little bit better rate also.
Now, what is the difference? Just an example. I know you're not a lender, but are you talking about a percentage or a half?
It could be.
Oh, it could.
A half to a percent could be the difference. So, I mean, it's, you know, so there's also a difference in rates the longer you lock the rate. So if you do a 30-day lock and close within 30 days, you're getting a better rate, and where it's a lot it's a little bit higher if you're doing 60 days or 90 days, a lot higher. So you're going to pay more because of the uncertainty in the market of what people are perceiving. And so there's a risk of waiting longer that the rates might change. So it does cost more to do it longer. So if you can get into a house in 30 days, you'll get the best rate possible. And if you have a score of 740 or over, I think you only have to have like a 640 to get a house with rates. So, I mean, you can do that, but the rate is a teeny bit higher when you're in the lower realm. So,
What can people do to get a, you know, what's the difference between, say, a 640 and a 740? How does a person, because a lot of people, I don't think, understand that.
Yeah.
It's low debt ratio, good job.
Well, it's more, have you had any lates that brings it down? Your debt-to-income rate. Okay, so let's say you've got 5 credit cards over the years. You know, you got a Kohl's card that's worth $800, and you've got another card that's worth $2,000, and you've got another couple cards. Well, if you have maxed out any of those cards, mm-hmm. it looks really bad on your credit and it mm-hmm. and puts on your score a little worse. But if you had less, like let's say you owed, you had a balance or a maximum balance of 700, but you only owed 200 on it, that really shows that you can manage your money, so it's better on your credit. So if you have the lower, less than half on any maxes, that actually is much better and shows good on your credit. So it's good to have some credit and that you're using it and that you can pay it off, but when you're maxing things out, it really affects your credit.
Okay, even though you're still making the payments on time.
Yep, but if you're maxing it out each month, that really shows, and that's going to make your credit score lower.
So what if somebody then went and got another credit card and didn't use it? Wouldn't that bring that ratio down?
I don't know, but I've asked my lenders that before, like, hey,
okay,
I don't use...
people have asked that.
Well, and I'm like, I've had cards where I'm like, I don't use this one anymore, should I cancel it? And they're like, no, don't cancel it, because it just shows you've got more credit that you're not using.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, never thought of that. I thought I would just cancel it, because I'm not using it. And they're like, no, don't do that, because it shows you've got all this available, and you're not using it. You know, so it shows that you're managing the money better. So I don't know if you go and get a credit card, obviously pulls on your credit, like to go get more new credit cards is not good.
Yeah, I mean, say 6 months, a year down the road and you haven't used it, that would bring that ratio up.
It does. It does.
Or down. I guess. It'd be down.
So if you are thinking in 2 years you're trying to get your score up higher, you know, if you had some credit cards and you use them once or twice and you don't use them much and they don't, like, shut them down, but they're still active but you're not using it, that does help your score.
Okay.
So the more credit you have, I think... And obviously, lates ding them pretty good, or if you have any judgments or anything like that. So, and if you have, I mean, I've had people in the past that have had judgments and they can call and negotiate something and get those paid off things from when they were in college that they didn't even know they had or never took care of or whatever. So maybe it's worth getting your credit checked. And
I was just going to say the lesson there is get your credit checked every once in a while, and just kind of, it doesn't hurt to check it.
Absolutely.
You know?
And
I think once a year you can get it all three scores for free, can't you?
I think there's a website that does that.
Yeah, I think.
But yeah, I mean, if you're even thinking of doing something in the next couple of years, call me and I will refer you to a good lender that I always say, please go to a realtor's recommendation for a lender because we deal with this all day, every day. And so when somebody calls me and goes, yeah, I had Rocket Mortgage. And I'm like, oh gosh, please no. They're horrible. They don't close on time. Once in a while, I have somebody who said they used them and they did great. But please just call us for a good recommendation of who we'd say we'll pull it for you and tell you what you need to do.
There you go. One final time, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
651-216-4676.
Christy, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been very informative.
Good, thank you.
You're welcome. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7 in Hastings. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby-Hill. Again, if you have a question for Christy, call her at 651-216-4676, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.